Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is out on the street at the corner of San Jacinto and Congress, where it looks like about 100 now, more people are showing up, have met. Saturday I had the idea to have an open carry march, and turned out they were already doing one Saturday, this coming Saturday. I said, well, why not do another one on Wednesday? We started promoting it Monday night, about 100 people out there open carrying. When Bloomberg was down here basically saying ban guns, ban free speech, don't let folks promote the Second Amendment on Facebook, they already try to censor people. Really, these are authoritarian dirtbags who have their own bodyguards. And so Leanne is out there, and they've got a shot of the crowd of about 100 people that are getting ready to march right into the heart of the trendies. And Jakari's internet connection with their phone's not working too well, so I'm going to have those two team up so that we can get Jakari's take on this. Leanne, is the march beginning?
Well, right now, Justin is giving them all of the safety precautions there to just make sure everyone's on the same page, everyone knows what's happening here, what the aim here is with this march, to just kind of re-educate and let people know that there's no reason for them to fear these legal gun owners. Jakari, what's your take?
Well, I'm just glad people came out here, and we have a crowd of about, I guess, about 50 people now. Now, I do want to be clear to the people who aren't aware of the safety regulations. We're working with Come and Take It Austin. So their safety regulations, they want everybody to come out here, if you're armed, to have your rifle pointed down or your long gun pointed down with a strap. Also, if you're carrying a black powder pistol, have your pistol holstered. And we're near the Capitol. Texas DPS does not like open carriers on Capitol grounds, which is a bunch of bull. But
they will arrest you illegally.
If you come to this area, do not step on Capitol grounds. We're at 12th and San Jacinto, but just make sure that you do not walk on Capitol grounds.
Absolutely. Great point. Let's march over and talk to those cops briefly. All right. In this short segment, we're going to come back, and the march is going to kick off officially, led by the great Texians. Who are, again, there to counter the re-education where they're trying to demonize guns and make people think they're all illegal. They're not illegal, and we will openly carry them. Used to, people carried their guns in their rifle racks, but the cops keep pulling you over, so that extincted that legal behavior. We have to take these God-given rights back. Well, let's go back to the feed. They're approaching the specialized citizens who have been hired by us to supposedly be our guardians, the Austin police, which on average are pretty good cops. So we'll see how they act when we try to talk to them. Go ahead, Jakari.
Jackson, InfoWars.com. So you guys are going to be escorting us through downtown today?
Yeah, we'll be providing escort, make sure that, the Second Amendment folks have their right to march peacefully.
Okay. Now, I know the Austin Police Department has been friendly to open carriers. We've had issues with DPS, but you guys are DPS, right?
That's correct. Okay. Austin Police.
Austin Police Department is going to uphold our Second Amendment rights. They're going to be escorting us through downtown. Hopefully won't have any issues. Hopefully nobody will get arrested for jaywalking. But hopefully we'll have a good day, and thank you for your time, officer, and we'll see you here in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
And wow. Personally, sir, what do you think about these armed marches? Do you think that's good for the Second Amendment? Or what is your opinion of that?
I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe that anybody has the right, if they want to stand on the street corner and preach, or anybody wants to, whatever their cause is, they have a right to peacefully, display their rights and whatever that case may be, as long as it's within the boundaries of the law.
Yep. And put your mind at ease. We're definitely working to have a safe event. We're asking everybody who comes out here to have their rifles or their long guns strapped to their backs, pointed down. We're doing chamber checks right now over there on the side, so hopefully this will be a safe day and won't have any issues.
That's great. Yes, we agree.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's why I like Austin, Texas. See, the police will actually talk to you on average. They're not arrogant. And the people like the police a lot better in this town than a lot of other cities. In most areas of the country, you'd be screamed at right there. Because some cops think they live in North Korea. They really don't. And that's what the feds want. They want that imperious attitude that is not happening in Austin, Texas. Very refreshing, huh, Leanne and Jakari?
Very, very refreshing.
Actually talking to us like we're human beings. In most departments, that cop would get fired for daring to talk to a slave. But he wants his Second Amendment, too. It's his right, too. We'll be right back when the march begins.
paid for by Stan Smyrna Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome12.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome12.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome12.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, the march has begun. A whole bunch of national and local TV news crews have just shown up to cover the Paul Revere return. 1776, open carry march in Austin, Texas, to expose South by Southwest as a World Bank funded and sponsored Bloomberg anti-gun, anti-free speech event. They're trying to ban free speech, pro-gun speech on the internet, starting with Facebook. That's been national news. And they were here talking about how they're going to take over the internet and censor everyone's free speech. The march has begun. Let's get some audio of 75 to 100 people in an impromptu march, marching down Congress to... All right.
All right. Hey, Kit. I'm sorry. Kit was just explaining to me that there's quite a few news stations out here that are covering this, but we had to drive one of them off because they were apparently trying to do a hit piece or something.
And we have a man right here that saw the whole thing. Would you like to...
What happened?
Yeah, a journalist came up to me and wanted to know. He declared, "Why do you have this rifle? What does this represent?" And said it represents human liberty, and to him that wasn't good enough. He wanted to have the title, section, code, whatever law allowed me, and I wanted to make it very clear to him that our Bill of Rights enumerates our rights. This isn't an agreement with the government where they allow us rights. This is, no, not only do we have these rights, you're not going to take them. But it was a hit piece. I did call Miel a journalist. Eventually, he tried to run behind the reporters, and I told him to speak up, stop speaking underneath his breath and sound so snarky. These people aren't your friends. He ran away. So,
listen, good job, guys. Interview everybody at the end of the march. Get at the head of that march, Leanne. Come on, you and Jakari. I want to see this historic.
But we can't get. We don't want to get. We're jaywalking now, walking against the. You saw what happened here a couple weeks ago to that poor girl. Jakari Jackson's up there. Are you guys getting feet?
That's
from
right.
Him?
They'll tackle you. They didn't really tackle her. They just. The point is that. Is that the march has begun to take our rights back. A right you don't exercise does not exist. And this is so exciting. And I would have been happy if 10 people showed up, just have a little mini march to get the media coverage kicked off. Now, guys, when you talk to the media, the key here is to explain this is Texans saying no to Bloomberg's plan to not just try to ban the Second Amendment, but to try to go after the First Amendment. The mayors have quit and gone public, over 50 of them, from his group, Mayors Against Freedom. I mean, Mayors Against Illegal Guns. And they have said they're in the meetings and the plan is to ban the guns. Well, of course. And they had selectmen go public who were in the group in New York and release the document that the plan is to register and then confiscate. So it's all about exposing the plan is really to confiscate, as Mayor Pro Tem Mike Martinez admitted last year. And to plug the big march that's happening Saturday, if 100 people or 75 showed up today, it looks like about 100 to me, if 75 to 100 people showed up today with really no promotion, Saturday, 11:30, San Jacinto and Congress, and this is happening all over the country. There's all sorts of national marches, regional marches going on. We are never going to stop. We are never going to back down. We are going to continue to exercise these rights. Leanne McAdoo, so you know, that's key when you guys talk to the establishment media to let them know that this is organic resistance to tyranny and that in the past, if one guy was walking around with a gun over his shoulder, they would arrest him. We need to get people acclimated. They desensitize people to liberty. They, you know, they've gotten where people don't want liberty. We're here to show people and psychologically inoculate them that the Second Amendment is good, not dirty, not bad. Because that's what the Attorney General said years ago to the media, Eric Holder. He said on C-SPAN, you need to demonize guns, you need to brainwash the public against them in the hands of citizens. Well, look, everybody needs to be able to be armed if they want to be. It's not feminist to teach women not to ever use a gun or not protect themselves or to vomit, urinate, or poop on people, which is what the Democrats literally teach women, to vomit or pee on people if they try to rape them. No, you pull out your handgun and you shoot them five times in the chest if somebody's assaulting you. I mean, you know, that's real feminism. And I'll tell you what real feminism is strong women with strong families with strong culture. They're destroying our culture. We want to arm women. We want to arm minorities so their inner cities aren't hell pits of disarmament like Chicago and New York. We want to arm everyone. And what I love about this event is all the Hispanics and black folks that are out there. They hate the Tea Party. That's why they say it's racist. That's why they say gun groups are the new Klan, even though pro-gun was started to stop the Klan. The NRA was started to stop the Klan. And I just love the fact that everywhere real liberty groups, the Transcend Party, have everybody together who are unified by red blood and liberty, thinking the same thoughts of freedom, wanting their children to be free, coming together with a true brotherhood, true sisterhood, true kinsmanship, the things that people are really hungry for, unifying ourselves into a tribe of freedom, a 1776 culture of manhood and feminine power and strength and honor and true wild human potential. That's what liberty is all about. That is the animating contest. Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, any comments?
Well, talk about an organic march. I think yesterday when we spoke with Justin, there was about 19 people that RSVP'd, and now there are clearly about 100 plus out here in just less than 24 hours. We've definitely mobilized the troops, and this is on a Wednesday.
We're not together.
And then Saturday, I predicted like 500 to 1,000. We had 1,500 in San Antonio. And I guess I better come out there Saturday and
all of those groups together. And
you know, quite frankly, today I shot probably, I don't know, 75 rounds of 50 cal yesterday. And my problem is if I lay down prone and shoot, it doesn't hurt my lower back. But if I stand up and hand shoot it or stand up on a fence post shooting it from position, it blows my lower back out. They're going to have to, like, wheel me around here in a wheelbarrow pretty soon. But if I'm able to walk on Saturday, I'll be out there. Literally, folks, at my lower back. I've now learned I've got to only shoot 50 cals prone, and I can't hand shoot them anymore because it doesn't hurt my shoulder. It blows my lower back out. I mean, I've got, like, swelling in my lower back, but you can rebuild me. better, stronger, faster, a better Texas hillbilly. Oh, my gosh. Thank God I'm a hillbilly from Texas. Let's thank God I'm not one of these android brainwashed people, glow-in-the-dark folks that don't even know how to tie their shoelaces and are so soft. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying, it is the barbarian, trailblazing spirit that brought Leif Erikson to the New World 600, 700 years before Christopher Columbus, and it's going to be that same spirit of human potential that will lead us to the stars, folks, not the nanny state, not the dehumanizing forces. All right, they're kind of stopping in front of the Capitol now, and then I guess they're going to march. The key, I know they're going to do this, is to march into South by Southwest in and around the trendies, so they're going to flip out. Leanne, go talk to Jakari, because I want to find out. I mean, they can lead the march wherever they want, but I maybe talk to the media. But strategy here, we need to march down Congress and down to 6th Street, down to 2nd Street. What's happening?
Where's the route today?
Well, the route, we're going to be going down Congress. We're going to be in the South by Southwest area, but we're going to start going straight down Congress right after we finish this this group photo here. Maybe we can get a shot of all these patriots out here exercising their Second Amendment
rights.
Leave
them in 1776 worldwide. 1776 worldwide. 1776 worldwide. Come on. Get them to say, Molon Lobby.
Everybody say,
Molon Lobby. Molon
Lobby. Molon Lobby. What did he say?
We do have one woman out here that is expressing her right to bear her guns, trying to avoid getting that on camera.
You're not supposed to have your headlights on during the day.
Exactly.
That's wasting energy. It's a frivolous exploit demonstration. I'm joking.
Hey, that's legal here in Austin, you know?
I know, I hear you.
Gotta fight for those rights.
Yeah, because it's not about liberal or conservative, it's about freedom.
Exactly.
That is quite barbarian, actually. A woman running around topless with a gun.
I mean, she's rolling with us. Her sign says, "More guns and more boobies."
All right, family show, Leanne, please.
Bleep that out, people.
Terrible God's creations. Don't talk about us. Anyway, it's very horrible. Anyway, seriously, folks, live radio out there a little bit racy. We apologize for that.
Here.
All right, is the march starting?
All right.
Jakari, give us your take on this.
Yes, we're about to move down here. We have the APD escort. Also, we have the women in black out here. They're out there protesting war. They're out here every Wednesday. And, you know, some nice ladies out here who, I guess, also support our Second Amendment rights.
You know, I run into a lot of liberal women who now own guns that are like, I'm a liberal, but I like your show. And I'm like, no, you just want freedom.
The crowd is still.
Jakari's going to see if get these ladies' take on what we're doing out here today.
All right, so we're moving in.
That direction.
Yes, we'll try to get over here and talk to some of these nice ladies.
Those are good-looking 1776.
Hello, ladies. How you doing, ladies?
Made in 1776.
Hi, Jakari Jackson, Infowars.com. What are you ladies doing out here today?
We're out here every Wednesday from 12 to 1, standing for peace. We're against violence of any kind, anywhere. That we should have resolutions for peace.
Can I get a peace hug? Can I get
a peace hug? Cargill, Central Texas Gunmark.
Can I get a peace hug? Can I get
Cargill is now going after the ladies. Oh, yeah.
We want peace as well. Everybody's out here peaceably assembled, carrying their long rifles, and we want peace. Texas peace, like you said.
You know, ask her this, though, Jakari. What we want is a ban on offensive violence, but defensive violence is a very good thing because it restrains tyrants everywhere. There's a difference. We're against offensive violence.
So, excuse me, ladies. Let me ask you this. Can you see everybody out here with their long guns? Now, you know, they're using their long guns as a preventative measure. They're not actually out here trying to menace anybody, but do you agree with firearms for self-defense?
Well, I think only people who are very responsible should have guns. My father had guns, and he went hunting, but he never used them for anything except hunting.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ever think of them for self-defense.
Bring up offense. Peace. The point is that violence of any kind, if someone's assaulting you.
Now, let's...
He wants you to bring up the point of offense.
It doesn't matter. Hey, listen, I got to go to break. You guys go keep doing interviews for the Nightly News. Let's get this march started. We're going to continue to cover it right straight through as we openly carry. Get in the nest of the South by Southwest. That's where there's going to be the fireworks. Stay with us. It's all coming up.
Attention gun owners, it's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I can see personally in live feeds upwards of 8 different mainstream media TV cameras down there. So the mission's already a success with the open carry to take over South by Southwest politically and not let Bloomberg come to our house, Texas, and try to ban free speech as well as Second Amendment. I mean, they've gone to Facebook and are going to, like, not let under 18s even see gun size. They're going to put it in the same category as porn and start banning pro-gun memes and stuff. This is insane. So we'll just intensify our info war 10 times that. We're already winning culturally. By the way, there's an article on Infowars.com. College group bans white people from diversity happy hour. This space is not for white people. And that's happening all over the country. Whites are being told they're not welcome. And, of course, they really want to be there because they hate themselves and have been taught that they are the devil. So now they're threatening, you know, discrimination suits and stuff like that. This is what they've done, saying anybody that's pro-gun hates black people. That has no place in reality. But MSNBC says it on a weekly basis so that black folks won't become pro-Second Amendment. I mean, why shouldn't they be? They need guns like anybody else. Good people need guns. Why are you bad and can't have a gun? Why is it all the black cities that have gun bans? So then only the criminals have it. I mean, this has all been thought out, folks. Because the Democrats are the party of the Klan. They weren't going to let black people ever have guns, folks. That's what it comes down to. And I just love seeing a lot of black folks and Hispanics and people out there wanting their Second Amendment, because that's what this is all about. And a lot of black folks I talk to, I've done like Rob Redding's big syndicated show and others, and they really don't believe the Tea Party would welcome them to come to an event. They really think there's a bunch of people that hate them there. And I'm sure there might be somebody in a Tea Party event that don't like black people or vice versa, but there's black people don't like white people. Look at the knockout game. I don't then see every black person out there and think they hate me and want to knock me out. If I'm in an alleyway and some white guy looks like a thug and starts coming up, I'm going to get ready. Some black guy looks like a thug, comes up, I'm going to get ready. But, I mean, because they act like thugs, not because they're black or white. Continuing here with Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo, I can't wait till you guys get all the way down to 6th Street, get all the way down to 2nd Street. I think you guys should march in front of the W. You should just march all over. But I see you've stopped again, Jakari. What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm here with Justin, you know, the head of Come and Take It Austin. How's this thing going so far? Are these the normal numbers that you get?
This is really good turnout for Wednesday, especially only having, a day and a half of planning. So I would say this is a great turnout.
Yeah.
Probably more people than I expected.
You know, we have all kinds of media out here, Alex, as you pointed out. We got at least four or five various news agencies. We got people from New York down here. It's a great scene, and I'm very happy to see. Now, we're outside in front of this open carry friendly business, and the guys were just inside, maybe a few guys still left in there, where this business happily accepts open carry, so you can come in here with your long gun, with your rifle strapped to your back, and they will accept your business.
That's great, and we do that in San Antonio, too, where people put little American flags on their windows to let them know they're pro-Second Amendment. Now it's spreading all over the country. We all just have to identify with each other that we're part of the Liberty Crew. We're not divided on religion, race, all these other things.
Yeah, look at all these people, Alex. You know, we have people of every race. We have men, we have women, just young, old. Is this guy right here? Hey, are you working?
Oh, yeah. I just got out of work, but it's only on lunch breaks for a short amount of time.
Well, this man was so concerned about his Second Amendment rights, he came out here on his lunch break, had his Come and Take It hat. So what do you think about this crowd turnout?
This looks pretty great. Everyone's fun and loving around here. There's no violence. Everyone's, you know, doing their time and, you know, taking it easy. It's all safe.
Great job. Yeah. Hey, Jakari, I want you to interview some of the South by Southwest folks, but those two Freulines right back behind you, go talk to them.
Oh, these ladies. Oh, sorry.
Let's go talk to those young ladies, get their take on this.
How you doing, ladies?
Hi.
So, I see you're out here, you're armed. So, what do you think about ladies carrying firearms?
I love it.
I think it's every woman's individual choice. If she wants to carry, it's her right to do so. So,
I think it's very safe.
Very safe?
I just love women with guns. I mean, I want women to be empowered.
We want women to be empowered. Ah! I see you guys very much are. Tell us what you're carrying today.
I'm carrying an AR-15.
This is an AK-47. It's actually a friend of mine.
Let's take a look at this.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Look at this gorgeous weapon. This gorgeous. I want to pet you. Can I pet your AK?
Yeah.
We're gonna do. Yes.
But Bloomberg says he has 15 bodyguards.
Yeah. You know. So you guys see all these people out here, but a lot of these politicians who want to take your gun rights away, they have bodyguards. They're armed. You know, Mayor Bloomberg, you know, he has 15 bodyguards, but he doesn't want you guys to be able to be armed.
Yeah, talk to the lady in the polka dot dress. I mean, that's the feminists don't like that. That's traditional.
So let me ask you, you know, because they want women to be disarmed. If something did happen, they want you to be able to call the police. Now, we do have a police escort behind us, but what do you guys think about taking care of the situation yourself?
I think it's our right and responsibility.
Responsibility, that's a good word. You are responsible for your self-defense, because when moments count, police are only minutes away. And I believe the saying goes. Now, of course, we have our armed escort today, but it's not like this all the time. And if you do encounter some police, it may not be on the most friendly circumstances. But we do respect the Austin Police Department for abiding by the laws today and supporting us in our Second Amendment.
Get those ladies to say Molon Labe.
So can I get a Molon Labe cheer from you ladies? All right, one, two, three.
Molon Labe!
Yeah. All this freedom. Oh, no, 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 no. We got another.
Yeah. We're going to break, Jakari.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Joining us for the next half hour, then we'll go back to the live march for the Second Amendment at South by Southwest and cover a bunch of geopolitical news from Ukraine to the missing Malaysian flight and a lot of other breaking news. Looks like a gas main explosion there in Harlem. Two dead, hundreds wounded. Sarah, prayers for those folks. Thank God it wasn't some type of terror attack. I remember back when Clinton was in office and the Monica Lewinsky thing was going on and Drudge was breaking that. There were all these other women he was settling with who said that he had, like, bit them and slapped them around and raped them. Other women that said he had groped them, done all these different things. But most of them didn't have the courage, you know, to go public. Some people that had documented it got beaten up, got hurt, got their legs broken. That came out in different films like the Clinton Chronicles. But Target, caught in the crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton, Kathleen Willey, she was a White House aide who in 1998 alleged on 60 Minutes that Bill Clinton had sexually assaulted her in 93 during his first term as president. She had been subpoenaed to verify and testify in the Paula Jones sexual harassment case where he perjured himself, obviously. according to Willie, during a meeting in the private study of the Oval Offices, Clinton had basically jumped on her. And, of course, she got away. You know, it was still traumatic, but, I mean, Clinton reportedly settled stuff that was vicious. And the issue is we've seen Bill Maher and others come out and say, oh, don't touch that. That makes Hillary look like a victim. No, it doesn't. Hillary's a predator in a political marriage. And, you know, the whole issue is we're sick of the Clintons. And she joins us now to talk about her experience with Herr Clinton and what it's like, the deja vu of two Clinton terms, co-president Hillary. Now, Obama's like a third and fourth Clinton term. If Hillary runs and wins a fifth, sixth dynasty, I mean, why not have, I mean, Jeb Bush? I mean, they're talking about running. I mean, can we just get away from these two families? But with the Clintons, it's really bad. So, plus, she's been persecuted by them. What is it like to know that they just never get out of power? Kathleen, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Why don't you recap for folks that don't remember the lore of the 90s and all the things that happened, what you went through, other women, and then what it's like for you?
Well, it's been an interesting journey. A lot of it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but the reality of what happened to me is that during a family crisis, a financial crisis, I went to see the president. I was working there at that time, and I asked him for a job. I was a volunteer at that point, and I just went to him as a friend. He was a friend of both of ours. We raised a lot of money for him, and I just said, I've got a crisis, and I need help, and I can't be a volunteer anymore. And he has the reputation of picking women who are vulnerable for it. He's really good at it. And I was that day. I was upset. I was crying. You know, I couldn't get answers from anybody. And that's when he jumped on me. And let's just say I was surprised. And it was unwelcome. And I really don't want to go into all the details of it. It's in my book. I've told it a lot. But anyway, when I got home, I found that my husband had taken his own life that day because of this crisis. So, you know, it's been a long, long journey here. But the thing that bothers me about all this, and the reason that I came out here recently, is because Hillary Clinton is going to run on women's issues. That's it right there. It's all going to be all about women. And the supposed bogus war on women charge of the Republicans. And all I can say is Hillary Clinton is the war on women, because what she's done over all these years is enable his behavior. It's never stopped. She never insisted that they get counseling or any of it. She just put up with it. And basically the way she handled it was to go after the women who happened to cross paths with him, mostly innocent women in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it was serious. And we're not all lying. It's all the same thing. We were terrified. And I just don't see how she can claim to be a woman's advocate when she's doing what she's doing here. And it continues. She goes after the women. And I just think there are a lot of young people now who really don't remember that. It's that far, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, who just think that it would really be cool to vote for the first woman president. And they don't know the issues. They don't want to know the issues. They just want to go into the voting booth and push yes.
It's all about being trendy. And I remember, because I was on radio and TV at the time back in the mid-90s, right through your case in 98 when you went public, backing up all these other women they were persecuting who he'd raped, and you named it. I mean, he settled the cases, biting them on the lip while he does it. I mean, that's real Ted Bundy, you know, type psycho type behavior. Is that all the feminists came out, the Dianne Feinsteins and others, and the Gloria Steinems and others, and were backing Bill Clinton up and saying what a great guy he is. And then now Senator Rand Paul has come out about your case and others, and of course your book Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton, available at worldnetdaily.com. Excellent book to give to women to show them that the Democratic Party establishment, so-called feminism, is under the Clintons, is a certified fraud, in my view. And it's just so disgusting. What do you make of Rand Paul saying, hey, You know, Bill Clinton has no right to be out raising money for the Democrats as their biggest earner. And it's shameful that no one will call him on this from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. What do you have to say about Senator Rand Paul?
I don't think it was out of bounds at all. What the Democrats and some of the women's groups are trying to do is basically people like us are being attacked. All I'm saying is that Rand Paul, I think he had the right to ask that question. It's not about anymore. It's not about these other issues, about what happened to these women. It's about Hillary putting in place all of these terror campaigns about all these for these women to get rid of them. That's what it's about. I don't want to dredge up all of that sorted stuff. Nobody does.
But we need to. We need to, because he settled cases where, you know, he gets the women, starts choking them, bites them like a pit bull to hold them down while he rapes them. I mean, I guess you got away before he got to that. Pardon me?
She said, she said. But yeah. I can tell you right now, we're all telling the truth, especially Juanita Broderick. She's a friend of mine. She's told me the story, what he did to her. And let me tell you something. This woman is not lying. And I have a lot of admiration for her for finally going on and telling her story. And nobody blinks. And the women's groups, well, the only good thing that came out of that is that we've outed them. They're about one thing and one thing only, and that's abortion. You know, where are they now? Look at it this way. What was happening to me, all that time, and I should have been able to go to Women at Now, all the feminist groups and all, to ask for help, because what they were doing to me on that one issue, but they were nowhere to be found. They still aren't. You can't find them anywhere. And it, like I said, it's about feminism right now is about one single thing, and that's abortion. That's it, period. It's just not useful anymore. It is not.
Well, that's it. It's all population reduction, and that's the Democratic Party.
It is. I know. It is. But I just don't see how that cannot be an issue here. Because they're all going to try to say, think like I said before, we don't need to dread all that stuff. All that story, I agree. But you know what? They're the ones who keep bringing up. They need to go away because they're the ones, because they insist on being on the public stage here. Every day, you're going to always hear something about all the stuff that's been going on with these women every single day while if she's president. It's always going to be, this is what happened. And the thing with it is that people just need to understand what this woman's about. They need to read about her. They
sure.
need to listen to the stories. That's
sure, I would vote for a woman and have voted for women that are pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights, that are libertarian. I don't care about political party. If they're pro-freedom and I think that they want justice and that they're people that aren't crooks, I would support a woman, a man, a black person, a white person. I don't care. It's about the content of their mind, their deeds, as Martin Luther King said. But under Obama, you can't criticize any of his corruption, any of the bad stuff he's done, all the scams they've run, Obamacare, the lying, because he's black. And they say, well, his approval rating's down because of racist. And it's the same thing. Imagine if Hillary gets in, if you criticize anything she's doing, you're against women. It's this mindless gang mentality. And I think if she runs again, you're going to have a lot of women line up from her, and it'll go from the gimmick of the black president, the gimmick to the woman president. Do we really want the first female American president to be Hillary Clinton with Cattlegate futures and all the murders and Vince Foster and all her girlfriends? And I mean, maybe she'll divorce Clinton. We'll have a first lady with the lady president. And I mean, maybe that'll be the gimmick. She can like have gulags for gun owners, but she'll be kissing her wife on television, so it'll be okay. I don't get graphic here, but we know all our girlfriends. I mean,
good point. That's one of the reasons. There are plenty of women out there who are more qualified. Frankly, can you tell me anything that Hillary's done except having a really good way of riding the men's coattails to get to where she wants to get? What has she done? What has she done that makes?
Well, she got thrown off the Watergate Commission for producing fake documents. I mean, she's a criminal.
And let's go back to Benghazi, okay? That doesn't make a difference here. I mean, all of these things. I mean, we don't deserve her as the president.
She's an absolute gangster, and I'm sick of looking at her.
That's my point. Well, she was the first one way back when, you know, two for the price of one, and the co-president. Well, you know what? She kind of got, you know, the co-presidency down. It's time for these people just to go away, just for the country's sake, just go out with a little bit of honor instead of dredging up all of these things that are going to be dredged up every single day when she runs and when she's in office. Give us a break. Just be honorable. Do the right thing. Retire, you know, book a couple of appointment speeches, you know, a couple times a year so they get their egos all, you know, taken care of. And just go be senior statesmen for that matter. And let's just put it to rest. You had your turn. You screwed up. We're sick of the sordid stories because that's all we're going to hear.
That's right. I mean,
that's all we're going to hear. And they're the ones who just won't exit stage left. That's it.
That's right. And with all this baggage, it's time for the Clintons to go. And look, I don't romanticize the Republican Party, but the real Liberty Tea Party movement is real. Both political parties are scared of it. They're winning races and primaries everywhere. It begins. GOP wins Florida congressional seat. First place Obamacare was implemented. Clinton's push doesn't save. Flashback race. Dems can't afford to lose. Axelrod explains. That's all up on DrudgeReport.com. It is all over the place. The backlash against the Democrats right now. And the Democrats should be running from the Clintons and running from Obama, but I guess they think electronic voting machines and illegal aliens voting are going to save them as they hand out driver's licenses coast to coast so that people can vote illegally. But I just don't see that happening. We need a balance of power. We don't need one political party running everything. And I think 2014 is the year, unless Obama starts a war or some distraction, that we could see the Republicans sweep the House and the Senate and a bunch of governorships and state houses. And then if the Tea Party keeps the pressure on them, we could cut taxes, reverse a bunch of the tyranny, cut the defense spending, cut the welfare, get out of some of the derivatives. Because if they don't right the ship, Wall Street needs to even know this. They're going to wreck the golden goose, Cloward and Piven, run this country over an edge of a cliff, which is what the kleptocratic, hardcore collectivist want. And, I mean, does the establishment really want to wreck the empire just so they can settle their scores with veterans and gun owners so a bunch of leftists that fill up the New World Order can have their way with their political enemies? I mean, and that's really what's going on here. And that's why there's a good chance we can beat them, because even the establishment doesn't like what's going on, large sections of it. And if the establishment, who's not purely kleptocratic, I know, will ally itself with the grassroots and populism, we could fire this country up and reverse what's happening. And it starts with destroying the Clintons.
Yeah, and it starts now. Right now. I agree with you 100%. And it needs to be done right. Just don't cave to these threats of, you know, being called a sexist. I was called that last week. I was called a misogynist sexist woman.
You're against women because you don't worship Hillary?
Exactly right. You know, look what she said about Monica. She said, you know, she's a narcissistic loony tune, that one. How would she like it if somebody said that about Chelsea, okay? If she'd gotten in this kind of predicament that's going on now, how would she like it if somebody out there called Hillary those kinds of names? I mean, that's the point. They have no honor. That's all. It's just that simple. Did you see today's news who Clinton's going to be out campaigning for now?
Well, remember her saying in Benghazi, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? I mean, the arrogance of this person. She's detestable.
Well, I'll tell you what difference it makes. We don't need them anymore. We don't want them anymore. They just need to go away. That's all. You know, if they love this country and they want to make this country better, the best they can do is just get out. Because we're sick of hearing all the stories, you know, is he still fooling around and, you know, is she or isn't she, all of it. You know, just go away. Because
let's briefly, I mean, I know it's in the book and people should get the book and read it. But and we're going to play this Hillary Clinton video here in a moment. But first off, and again, we're talking to the author of Target Caught in the Crosshairs, the Bill and Hillary Clinton, Kathleen Wiley. Willie, I'm trying to understand here, because I remember all these stories and him settling the cases. I mean, tell folks what some of these women told you Bill Clinton does to them. I know you don't like to bring this stuff up because it sounds really horrible, and there's kids listening.
It's just that, you know, women who he knows he could take advantage of. I mean, he's real good. He's a predator. He's good at what he does. He's good at sizing these women up. That's his shtick. That's what he does. And his idea is to just get whatever he wants from them, because nobody's going to believe them if they try to tell this story. That's exactly what he does. And it's the same thing. You know, it's sexual harassment. And the same thing happened. Oh, we're not all lying. I mean, our homes were broken into. My animals went missing. My car was vandalized. I mean, all these kinds of things that she was orchestrating.
Now, let's give Hillary some fair time. FCC rules, fairness doctrine. Let's hear from her for a moment. This is how she counters.
And they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
She's been covering it up. We know they sent those guys over there to do a fake kidnapping. It was the Benghazi security by the State Department, Al-Qaeda funded, and Navy SEALs fired back on them, so they went ahead and threw a fit and killed everybody and then got all the missiles that were in the warehouse. They wanted to act like that the missiles just got into their hands by accident. But then when people fought back who didn't get the script, they had to kill everybody. That's what happened, and that's why you ordered an 8-hour stand down, which you killed those people. You murdered them, Hillary. Kathleen, Willie, stay with us. We'll be right back. Hillary Clinton murdered them.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Call 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com for weekly discounts and sales. That's UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Oh,
feminist professor attacking a pro-life student. More and more, they're calling to shut down free speech, Bloomberg and others, where you can't even promote the Second Amendment, because they're losing the fight, folks. People now know the so-called left is an authoritarian group. And the Republicans, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, they can be authoritarian as well. The difference is they are making their move right now. The globalists are moving on every front. And just giving her some final comments, I appreciate her courage. I think I interviewed her back at the time. I interviewed a lot of the women involved. But I know I interviewed Kathleen Willie way back at the time. Her book, Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Thank you for joining us. In a few minutes left, we've got here other points you'd like to make about the nightmare that has been the Clintons.
I just think that we need to keep these kinds of stories alive. If she's going to, you know, if she's going to stop running when she stops breathing, I don't think there's any question whatsoever here. She's just running test balloons here with all of the latest things about her health and all that. That's exactly what's going on. She's going to run. I can't think of anything that's going to stop her. I just can't. And that's a shame, because we just can't get, we can't blast these people out of office here. You know what? Just go away. You had your turn. Let's see somebody new here. Let's see somebody who has different ideas here. It's just, you know, here comes another Clinton. And did you see in today's news that Bill Clinton is going to campaign for Chelsea's mother-in-law, whose father, her husband's father, was in jail, was put in jail for stealing $10 million of investors' money. And now he's going to campaign for his wife. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They won't go away. Every time they get into any kind of a campaign or endorsing, all these stories come up again. I'm not keeping the stories alive. They are. They thrive on controversy, thrive on it, and chaos. They're the ones who are doing it. Just, like I said, do this country a favor and just go away. Hold your head up. Tell everybody that you were the best president ever, co-president, and just move on. And let's
it is like Groundhog Day, and I am sick and tired of it. And again, they know where all the bodies are buried. They're blackmailing people. It's all on record. And they're just absolutely vicious, dangerous people who, I believe, the evidence is overwhelming, carried out of Oklahoma City, demonize their political opposition as well. The book's Target. Kathleen Willie, thank you so much, and we'll hopefully talk to you again in the future when we have the political obituary on the political life of the Clinton crime family. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Wow. Next hour, they're down on 6th Street, the main trendy command base. We're going to be talking to the 100-plus Texans that have now marched or marching for the Second Amendment against Herr Bloomberg, so that we can recapture the media attention and point out what's going on and expose the agendas. So we're going to get an update from Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. And then Bill Clinton doesn't look too good. He may actually not just politically be a dead duck, but he might not be around. They kept Dick Cheney alive, so who knows? They might be able to do anything. We've got a bunch of other news coming up as well. Briefly, I haven't plugged anything in 2 hours here today. We have a great InfoWarsStore.com with the Pro Pure Gravity Fed filters that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, blows away all the competition. Look at the side-by-side comparisons of the Pro Pure and Pro One systems. We have the widest selection, biggest dealer in the world of them, because we have the lowest prices, 10% off promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Drink purified clean water and support the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Paid for by Sands Marine Associates Investment Research.
Hey Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome12.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, this sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome12.com and check out the story. It's totally free and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome12.com.